I'm Deborah J. M. Smith of InformingChristians.com with something for you to think about. The Colorado shootings in that movie theater. What a tragedy. What an absolute tragedy, as every shooting is that happens in this nation daily. I couldn't help but think about the reporting that's been going on of in Chicago alone, just the city of Chicago alone, the number of shootings that happen in just that one city. And then, you know, we think of our own cities that either we live in or we live near to, that we hear about the killings. And they don't get this kind of press, because usually when you hear about shootings happening near you in your cities, usually it's people who know each other shooting each other. A lot of times it's family-oriented fights. But this case of the Colorado shootings is, it's so crazy, it's so wild, that that's why, of course, it makes such the major news. And of course, it brings out the crazies who are now going to use this for gun control. It just baffles me. The answer is not less guns, but more. Had there been one good person in that movie theater that had had a gun and was a straight shooter, that gunman would have been stopped more quickly than it took the cops to get him. And speaking of him, the actual gunman, that person, you know, he's only 24 years old. This is what happens when children are raised without a godly upbringing and instead are told that they are just animals here by accident and will end up never being again someday. You're just going to die someday and boop, that's it. You're never going to be again. You know, they don't feel they have to answer for their behavior. They don't feel that they are anyone of any kind of importance. So what do they care? It's a terrible way to live. It's just a terrible way to live and really just exist. Of course, we're getting the real crazies out who are now actually trying to say that the Tea Party's to blame for this. Well, of course, it has to be the Tea Party's fault. You know, I can see with certainty, absolute certainty, that there was not one single gun-carrying, true, red-blooded American patriot Tea Party member at that movie theater. Had there been, that gunman would have been shot dead within seconds of him opening fire on those moviegoers. You know, I'll tell you, if I'm ever in a place where some massive shooting is getting started, I'm going to look for that Tea Partier packing heat. I want that dude sitting right next to me. I am so serious. And I'll bet you that if you think about it, you'd feel the same way. I'm Deborah J. M. Smith of InformingChristians.com, also known as DeborahJMSmith.com. Thank you for listening and have a safe weekend.